The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening from different parts of the world. Happy Saturday. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. If you are listening and this is your first time, we do have a private Facebook group under Singles Who Pray. We would love to have you. Shout out to all the new members that have joined the group this month, in June and this week. We have so many new members. Wow. I'm so excited to have you guys in the group. We are becoming such a diverse group. Many people from different countries, different states. It's just amazing how God is just putting us together for a purpose. To God be the glory. So shout out to Singles Who Pray, my family. I love you guys. I know I say this every episode, but I truly mean it. It's such an honor to serve you guys. And thank you just being patient as well during my break, having some more news about the break, but you guys have been very patient, praying for me, reaching out to me, checking up on me, and I'm just so grateful for you guys. If you are new, I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals for my singles. I'm also a Christian life coach. If you are looking for coaching, if you are single and you need empowerment, you need guidance on your single journey, or maybe you have an idea, you have a business and you need help bringing that idea to life, or you just need help with social media marketing, I am the person to come to. And, or you just need help accomplishing those goals, you need accountability. We all need accountability. And one thing I always tell people as a coach, because I have a coach, I have had many coaches in my lifetime, and I believe a lot of the things I were able to accomplish is because I had a coach, and it's really good to have accountability. So if this sounds interesting to you and something that you would like to know more information about, feel free to sign up for my discovery call at daniellepowell.com. All right, just a way of announcements. Our book for the month of July for Singles Who Pray will be Prophetic Forecasts, Insights for Navigating the Future to Align with Heaven's Agenda by Joshua Gals. And he is an amazing prophet. He is truly called by God, and he is always speaking very accurately through his prophetic messages. He goes live every Monday. He's a governmental prophet. And I wanted to do something different for this month because I believe God is raising up many prophets. And sometimes we need to hear what the Lord is saying in this season. A lot of things are going on in the world, and God is speaking through many prophetic voices. And I know you guys will be blessed by his ministry and by his book. So I really don't have any live events scheduled for the book of the month. I'm trying to, you know, see if maybe get him on for a conversation regarding the book. If that happens, I will let you guys know. Just a way of announcement. I will be taking another break, guys, social media break for a few weeks. I have to be obedient to what the Lord is saying to me in this season. And I just so grateful for how you guys have been patient with me. I will be checking in my private group though weekly, you know, providing resources and different things for you guys. I'm not going to forget about my group, but I will be taking a break. If there's any special events, I will be back on, but I'm taking a break, and I will be back in August. If God says earlier then I would do that. But I'm so sensitive of what God is saying in this season. If you guys know, when God is saying, telling you to do something, you have to obey. So, like I said, I'm going to be checking in with you guys weekly. So the word, it's not gonna be a long word today, because guys, we are having a heat wave in New York, and this is the first heat wave of the summer. So New York is never ready for this type of stuff, because New York is hot in the summer, but we don't really have like 90 degrees or 100. Like, we usually, you know, 80s, 90s here and there, but we don't have a lot of really hot weather like that. So when it happens, we don't know if we're going to have a blackout or not. So they are like, oh, you need to turn down your AC. Oh, so, you know, it's been crazy here. So I'm not going to be on too long. I don't want to have my AC running so loud in the background. So I'm going to make this pretty quick. All right. So the word for today is God is in the details. And I released this word through video earlier this week. And God kept downloading certain things in reference to this word. So maybe I can elaborate a little bit more. And whenever I think about paying attention to detail, I always think about women. We are very detailed when it comes to a lot of things, whether it's our hair. If any of you, you know, connect with me on Facebook and stuff, you see that I'm always changing my hair. We pay attention to detail when it comes to fashion, our home. When it comes to our home, we like how our home decor looks. We have certain colors and certain pieces that just make our home look so much better. When it comes to our makeup and just so many things, women are so detailed. Even when it comes to planning events, we need things to be a certain way. Even when it comes to our businesses, our careers, like, we're very detailed in everything. And growing up, I was so blessed to have so many different women in my life that paid attention to detail. My mom, my grandmothers, my aunties, and my sisters all pay attention to detail in different ways. And paying attention to detail means looking closely at your work to identify, correct errors, spot and improve weaknesses, produce a near perfect end result. That just sounds kind of biblical to me, right? So let's go to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. God is in the details concerning our lives. We don't have to do things alone, because God is with us. God is in the details. God is a God of detail. When you look at the stars, when you look at the ocean, the animals, detailed, the moon, the landscape of this world, like, so many things, God just took his time, and everything, every single thing is detailed. And one of my favorite people in the Bible is Joseph. And if I had to pick a boo from the Bible, it would be him. Because Joseph, he was a dreamer. He had vision. He was patient. And he had integrity. When Potiphar's wife tried to sleep with him, he was out. He was like, nah, I'm good. Because Joseph was faithful. And he didn't want to, you know, put no type of bad name on himself. And when Joseph was thrown in the pit by his jealous brothers, and when he was thrown in jail, because, you know, Potiphar's wife wrongly accused him, she lied. God was in the details even then. The Lord was molding Joseph to become a king. Even when he was in the pit, when he was going through his seasons of adversity, when he probably really couldn't see his way, God was preparing him. God was getting him ready for his destiny. The Lord was preparing Joseph for great responsibilities down the line in his life, for great impact, come on, for even forgiveness of his brothers was preparing Joseph for something bigger than him. Because Joseph could not have forgiven his brothers without the help of the Lord. God knew that Joseph was going to save a nation from a food crisis, from a famine. And don't you know, sometimes it's extremely hard to operate at your full capacity, to operate in your purpose when you are harboring unforgiveness. Believe me, I know, I've been there. And God had to heal Joseph's heart, heal his trauma, because he had a bigger assignment on his life. And even then, God was in the details. To whom much is given, much will be required. Go with me to Genesis 39:2-3. The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served the home of his Egyptian master. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything that he did. And the last part of the word that I want to mention is God, I'm all in. And this is more of a prophetic charge. I felt this so strongly to piece this word together. Because we are in the 7th month, we are halfway through the year, and 7 is divine fulfillment. And we cannot totally see the fulfillment of God in our lives until we totally surrender everything to the Lord. I'm not just saying, no, I'm just going to surrender this and I'm going to keep that. Totally surrendering our lives to the Lord. And one thing I always think about is when I first gave my life back to Christ. And, you know, I saw so many people, you know, because I was not saved, you know, like people, you know, just because I grew up in church doesn't mean, just because you grow up in church doesn't mean you're saved. Like, I wasn't saved. I was not living, you know, I had no relationship with Christ. Like, I knew of God. I knew of prayer, but my relationship with God was non-existent. And I just think God just had me in a place where, like, you're gonna serve me and you're not gonna play around about it. You know, because sometimes we can be a little, you know, lukewarm and just play, you know, we're never gonna be perfect, you know, but I just told myself that I just wanted to be sold out for God. And, you know, sometimes we do in this Christian walk, we get weary or whatever. But we just got to get back to the mindset, like, God, I just want to be all in for you, God. Like, we just got to have those moments, and God will get you to those moments where you just have to surrender everything to him. And sometimes you will be in such a frustrating season of your life that you have no choice but to surrender everything to the Lord. And like I mentioned earlier, this is the season to find fulfillment. God is fulfilling his promises in this season. Let me say that one more time. God is fulfilling his promises in this season, but we still got to do the work. We still got to surrender it all to the Lord and not play around with this walk with God. And I don't know, I just feel that so strongly. Stop playing around with our walk with God. Go with me to Joshua 23:14. Now I'm about to go to the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that no, not one of all the good promises the Lord your God. Okay, let's say that. Let's do this one more time, guys. Now that I am about to go all the way of earth, you know with your heart and soul that not one of all good promises the Lord your God has gave you has failed. Amen. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. You guys know this broadcast is always unscripted. That was such a good word. God has been dealing with me in this area, just totally submitting my call to the Lord and not allowing fear to stop me from moving forward, not allowing people's opinions to stop me from doing what God has called me to do. And sometimes it's not easy. You know, sometimes we want to do our own thing, or, you know, it's the calling, or it's scary, or you're not ready. But I'm just in a season like, God, I'm all in, whatever you want me to do. If it's not it's not on my original plan or in, you know, my goals or whatever, God, I'm all in, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. And many of us have to have that mindset in this season. We have to put it in our hearts and our minds that we are going to do all that the Lord is calling us to do. And that could look different for many people. God could be calling you to do something in your community that has never been done before. And God is using you to do it. You just got to say, God, I'm all in. Whatever is needed, whatever needs to be done, I'm all in. You may have to forgive that family member like Joseph who did you wrong, so that healing and God's glory can be revealed in your life, in your family's life. You have to just say, God, I'm all in. I will be the person to stand up, to be the bigger person. Maybe you need to speak up about issues that everyone is scared to talk about, but God is want to use you in this area. You just have to say, God, I'm all in. Someone out, I don't know who this is for, but someone, you need to take a leap of faith. There's something very detailed that the Lord wants you to do, and you've been sitting on it. You have been procrastinating. You have been trying to like not even think about it because it's so scary to take that leap. But you just gotta say, God, I'm all in. There's a business owner out there that's listening. You know, you need to give your business back to the Lord because you've been doing everything on your own, trying to make the business work, but you haven't took time to say, Lord, this business belongs to you. And you just got to say, God, I'm all in. This last thing, you may have to walk away from a relationship that you know is not honoring God. You know this is not God's will for your life. The person is probably not even saved. And you, in order for you to be able to fully serve the Lord, you got to just let it go and just say, God, I'm all in. Whatever I need to do. And that, to me, I feel like when it comes to relationships, that can be the hardest choosing, right? Because, you know, it's because people, you love who you love, but you know it's not honoring God. And you know this person is not good for you. And I feel like sometimes anointed people, we always end up with people that we know is not good for us. But God is telling someone out there, I don't even know who this is for, but you're in a relationship that is not honoring God. And God wants to use you mightily. God wants to just show his presence in your life. But that blockage is holding you back. But you got to say, God, I'm willing to give up this relationship so I can be all in. I need y'all to just write that down somewhere. God, I'm all in. God is in the details in this. So I pray this message helps someone, hope it was clear. And I pray it was a blessing and that it resonates with someone's spirit, that this was the word that, you know, that God, to confirm some things in your life. I pray that this is a blessing, and we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, in my name of Jesus, we thank you for this being a day we have never seen before. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We just want to give you all the glory and all the honor. Lord, we lift up every single listener that is listening on today. Bless every single in the Singles Who Pray group. You know them name by name and one by one. We ask you continue to protect them, but continue to cover them, continue to show them your glory and their lives. So God, continue to uplift them. God, continue to equip them for the work you are calling them to do in this season. We thank you for you knowing the beginning, the middle, and the end of our lives. We thank you for you being a God of detail. And Lord, we are surrendering our dreams, our plans, our hearts, and our minds to you on today. God, we just want to say we are all in. We are all in of what you are calling us to do in this season. We are all in of where you are trying to take us. We are all in living for you, that this will be a season of seriousness, to be intentional about our prayer life, to be intentional about reading the word, to be intentional to grow in your word, to grow in you, God. So, Lord, I thank you for every person that is listening. We thank you for the miracles, the breakthroughs, the surprises that will happen in this month of July. We thank you for this being a month of great movement, great power, great authority. We thank you for this being a season of your glory being fulfilled in the lives of the singles. So, Lord, we ask that you would just continue to download your word in our hearts, download revelations, confirmations. We thank you for you rising up new leaders, new voices that will be so sold out for you, God, that they will be so intentional about doing the work that you are calling them to do, oh God. So let this be a great holiday weekend. Keep everyone safe. Let people enjoy time with their families. And we just give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.